Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Groups like the National Milk Producers Federation and others applauded the Senate Ag Committee for supporting by a voice vote the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. The bill's markup is a critical first step in passing the bipartisan legislation, which has already been approved at the House committee level. The Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act is about making informed, science-backed decisions that prioritize the health and future of children. That is according to the National Milk Producers Federation CEO Greg Dowd. Adding, passing the act will allow more school kids to access the essential nutrients they need in their diets, and that's something everyone can get behind. If signed into law, the bill would provide schools with the option of serving whole or 2% milk, the two most consumed varieties at home, and offer 13 essential nutrients like protein and calcium. Currently, school meal rules in place since 2012 only allow 1% or fat-free options. The USDA's latest look at the nation's topsoil moisture conditions appears similar to conditions from the prior week. Rod Bain has more on the story.
Not much change week over week in USDA's latest look at conditions of the nation's pastures and rangelands. Meteorologist Brad Rippey says for the period ending June 1st,
we are looking at the nation 42% of the pastures and rangelands rated good to excellent. That's up 1 percentage point from the previous week, and then steady from the previous week at 33%, very poor to poor.
A handful of states in the West and Plains are driving the very poor to poor pasture and rangeland condition rating, while
as you move generally to the east and the south, things are looking quite a bit better.
With several Corn Belt and southern states indicating significant good to excellent pasture and rangeland condition ratings to start June.
In the Midwest, pastures are greater than 70% good to excellent in Indiana, Iowa, Michigan, Missouri, Ohio, and Wisconsin. A number of states in the south, including Alabama, Kentucky, and Louisiana, Tennessee, all reporting their pastures more than 70% good to excellent.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Rural broadband has been a discussion topic at the local, state, and federal levels for some time. Jeff Johnston, the lead economist for digital infrastructure at CoBank, talks about the overall state of broadband in rural America.
Well, we've made progress. If you look back to where we were before COVID and how COVID really exposed how vulnerable those are who are living in rural America, who do not have access to internet, you know, how vulnerable they are. We've made a lot of progress since then, both with federal, state money, and private capital as well.
We'll be back with more coming up on Inside Agriculture in just a moment.